Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine podcast, a space where women are interviewed and in conversation to discuss the highs, lows, and everything in between about being a woman in design. The Design Fine has new episodes every Monday, so make sure you come back every week. You can find more on the Design Fine podcast Instagram. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine, the podcast. Today we have Bhagyashree, and she's going to be sharing with us her story in the design field. So welcome.
Hi, thank you, Nicole, for having me today.
To begin, can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure. So as you said, I'm Bhagyashree Soni. I'm originally from India. I'm currently based in New York. I'm pursuing my master's in strategic design and management from Parsons School of Design currently.
Great. So to begin, can you tell us a little bit about your history in the design field? What got you interested? What kind of brought you to the field? Or did you study something different undergraduate? What was your story?
I found out about my interest in the design field when I was in seventh grade. I used to love working with colors, and that's where my interest started taking me forward towards design. So I started researching about it, and then I was taking some classes to understand more about color psychology. At that point of time, it was just colors. And then from there, I started digging deep into it. I did my undergrad in fashion design from National Institute of Fashion Technology. So I spent 4 years over there. It was like a lot of skills that I got to learn at that time, including draping, pattern making, sewing skills, hand sewing skills, and then how do you develop concepts, and then based on that, how do you develop garments. So that was the undergrad that I did, and then I did an industry internship during my time at National Institute of Fashion Technology, which was at Label Anushree. So that internship took me forward in understanding how prints work, how motifs work, and various concepts of design in fashion.
So when did you decide what specifically you wanted to do in the design field?
It was from the beginning. I was clear that it was fashion design for me. When I started pursuing it, I always had the curiosity that what more can I do with this? And when I was studying at NIF, We used to have certain projects where we were exploring to understand more about design through trend forecasts. So for example, referring to promo steel or WGSN. And from there, my interest started building more on fashion design, that apart from making garments or apart from being on the merchandising side or the buying side, what more can I do with this? And trend forecasting was what you know, occupying like my interest towards it, and that's when I started researching more about it.
What particular skills do you think that you have that contribute well to what you do in the field?
Developing your eye of an observer is a must when it comes to design, I think. And I'm a very detail-oriented person, so I think it's my interest for design that has helped me develop and build myself like this. And how much perfection and how much psychologically you are able to connect with your design is what matters, I think.
What are some of your goals for yourself in the industry, as well as maybe something else that you're interested in addition to this?
So my goal is to pursue fashion trend forecasting at WGSN and PromoSteel. Apart from that,
can you explain what you do in the fashion industry more to our listeners?
Yeah, so this thing that I'm talking about is about understanding what is going to come in the trend, let's say, for example, 2 years down the line. So if we are in 2022 right now, what is going to be the trend that's going to come up in 2024? So the role of a fashion trend forecaster is to do the research, primary research, secondary research, observe details, and it includes ethnographic research, analyzing the data. It includes what's going on the social media. So there's like a whole method behind it. It's called stepping method for a part of the industry which they use to understand and analyze data, based on which they can say that, okay, pink is going to be the color for autumn winter 2022, which they forecasted about 2 years ago. So it's like going back to reimagine.
So you look a lot at data and people's like predictions for the future in the fashion industry?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to study, yeah.
Then do you have any predictions for the fall 2022 fashion world?
Yeah, so as I said, pink is going to be the color that's going to be visible in the retail for autumn winter 2022. So a light shade of pink, a hot pink shade of, you know, on the darker side. That these are the two colors that are expected.
And when you make prediction, is there any reasoning behind, like, oh, this celebrity wore it, or this was shown in a movie, or is it more about like randomization and you just think that it will become popular?
No, so of course, there's a lot of research data that goes behind it. And I'm also right now a research student who's studying how this is done. So as and when I go on reading, you have that curiosity to, you know, understand how the system is working and how the data is being analyzed. So depending on the number of likes on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, or what the influencers are doing over there, then what's going on the economic side, what's going on the political side, what's going on in the upcoming fashion shows or the ones that you have just attended. So it's the wholesome data.
What do you think, or who do you think is dominating the fashion industry right now?
I think it is the one who are towards the sustainability side, because stepping into business in 2022 with sustainability is the goal of most of the brands. And the ones who are existing, doing well, leading the industry, are also having sustainable goals. So I did a studio project at Parsons in partnership with Calvin Klein. So their goal was basically to meet their sustainability requirements.
How do you think that it's feasible for these brands to keep up with trends while also being sustainable? Because we know that making lots of new clothes and changing styles and making it inexpensive is not very sustainable. So how do you think brands are able to be sustainable while also keeping on trend?
I think that's where the role of strategic design comes in. So it's an iterative process. You have to constantly go back and forth with where you're sourcing your cotton from, how is going to be the quality of it, and how much sustainable it is or not. So keeping up with trends, and along with that, your sustainability goal is a very, you know, like a, it's a very interesting challenge to deal with. And I think brands are trying their best by, let's say, negotiating a little bit on their end by how they are sourcing the cotton. So, for example, what they are trying to do is maybe trying to produce some part of it in-house, some part of it from where they were already sourcing it from, and then combine it. So it's like slow and steadily they are trying to do it.
Are there any fashion predictions that you think that like you can predict years in advance or a long period of time, or what is kind of the cutoff of predictions?
Predictions take about 2 years of time to do like it in advance. And as I'm a research student right now, I try to keep on interviewing for my personal research as well with the forecasters who are professionally doing this. So the cognitive skills are the ones that you combine with what you're observing in your day-to-day life, combining it with the data that you are reading on the screen. Sorry about that. So I'm sorry if I'm getting a little off the track. Can you repeat the
question? Also, what are the three main areas that you tend to research?
It would be how the trend forecasting is done, then what more it takes to for a person to develop for the for yourself for the role. So what are the skills that are required for it? Then where trend forecasting in the fashion industry lies. So what is going to be the future of fashion trend forecasting in the fashion industry? That's where I'm trying to focus on.
So where does the trend forecasting occur? Is there a specific platform where they do it, or is it on their own? Where does it mostly happen?
Yeah, so there are companies who are doing it. It involves combining people from various countries and combining not just fashion, but also the industry of food industry, hotel industry, constructions, medical side, psychological side. And then that's how the wholesome, they are combining people from various industries.
What countries other than the United States were the main countries that people would predict are holding a lot of stake in the fashion world, or do you see new countries kind of blooming into the fashion industry and taking apart fashion industry?
After US, of course, London and UK and Italy are the ones which are existing at the top. But I have seen, based on my experience in India, that they are also developing quite fast and playing a significant role in the industry.
What are the like the primary roles for fashion shows? Because I think from an outside perspective, you know, fashion shows doesn't really play a part in the consumerism. You know, you see it online, you see it on the Instagram, and you buy it, and not very many consumers attend the shows. So what is the main reason for the shows still occurring? And why do some brands do it, and why do some brands don't?
That's where the forecasters go and attend the shows, because some of the designers, for example, like Valentino and Armani, are the ones who are having their skills developed to that point where they have this sort of intuitive process when they are designing their garments. So the forecasters are a part of the show, and some of the brands, like I said, are doing it because that's a part of their brand that has been doing it. They have been doing it from the beginning or from generations. And it's a place where they are showcasing who they are, their brand identity. And I think it's an interesting question that you asked, and to put thoughts upon that, why some brands are not doing it. Because for some, it may be that they are not catering to that segment where they're required to be on that platform. Their segment is, let's say, retail. And for retail, they need to be on an online presence like websites and Instagram. So they might not need shows for that. Whereas from haute couture side or festive season, the ones who are designing for the festive seasons, they do need to be present on fashion shows.
I understand. And from the fashion shows, are all the clothing pieces, are they going to be in the next season collection, or is it just pieces for the fashion show, or how does it work?
Sometimes they are just for the show. Depending on how much wearable their design is. So there's like a category that, okay, out of the collection of 12, maybe 4 pieces are going to, you know, are designed just for the show, but the rest 8 of them are designed as a wearable design, and they are going to be available after the show. That varies from designer to designer.
Great. And kind of segueing a little bit back to the research and what like the predictors look at, what are kind of the main topics that they look through when they look at their brand or a brand in a whole, their Instagram? What are kind of the ways that they judge the predictions or the analytics?
So based on the number of likes, based on the number of share of a post, the data research is done. Apart from that, for the one who's analyzing the data, they also have to step out, let's say for 30 minutes of the day, and just observe the day-to-day life that's going out there. And what colors are they, you know, see, are they coming across, or what is new in the menus of the cafes, of the hotels that's coming up. And based on their observations, they go back to their teams, and then from there they take it forward.
I understand. And what role do you think that you would play in the future once you're done your research? Would you like to do the predictions or something else?
Yeah, so the idea behind the research is to develop the skill sets that are required to forecast and analyze trends.
For people who are not students yet, but they'd like to be in the industry, what are some of the skill sets that you recommend they have?
Definitely, that would be to be patient with yourself and start observing the environment around. Because the more you observe outside and the more you would be observing things on how behavioral differences are coming into you, I think that's how the connection between the inside and the outside psychologically would help the best.
And when you were younger, how did you particularly decide that you wanted to do this in the fashion industry versus design or something else? When did you learn about this career choice, and how did you decide that it was the right one for you?
Because I tried and tested many other things before coming on to the trend forecasting side. So during the internship, I designed collections, developing the samples and things like that. Then I do also have interest in developing samples, and I'm interested in pursuing that further at some point as well. So after trying that, okay, now I've tried and tested the motif development side with an internship, with a project, with a startup, with personal or contributing to the family business. I tried corporate designing as well. Then the the stationery side of designing as well. And after trying and testing out everything and knowing that, okay, these were the skill sets that I learned in the school and how I am polishing them, but at the same time, that spark is still missing, that okay, this is what's going to excite me to wake up every morning and get to my designing. So after coming to Parsons and in the first semester doing the research from the economic side, that's when I found out this about myself, that okay, this is what I'm going to continue pursuing forward.
Great.
So it's, yeah, the trial and error.
Great story. You mentioned a lot that the part of your decisions had a lot to do with the internships and the way that you were able to try out the different choices. What were some of the main ways that people you can suggest that can get internships in the fashion industry?
Networking is the strong way. It's very important, and once you start, while you're looking for an internship, if you can just do some projects on your own. So for example, if you like designing, then just try to develop some swatches on your own, just trial and error of printing or embroidery or something like that. And that way you can pitch for internships. Then apart from that, I think it can also be by taking short courses at first, like through Coursera or some platforms like that, where you can try for 1 month or so, or for a short period of time of 3 months or so, and then kind of see, how much you're able to connect with that design aspect.
What are some of the courses that you were able to do prior to studying?
I used to do, there were these classes that I went to where it was about developing your drawing skills. So, as I said in 7th grade, I recognized that I used to enjoy playing with colors. I started going to drawing classes, and from there was no looking back. I gave the elementary and intermediate drawing exams, and I just knew that I had, I just had something in my hands, and I knew that this is, I have a calling for this. At that time, I just did not know what exactly this is. And then I started unfolding it, and it turned out to be fashion.
What other courses or other interests that you have that are a little bit to do with fashion, but nothing to do with like trend predictions that you think that you still find interesting?
Reading and getting to know about various cultures. Then I'd really like to understand more about human psychology, but it has a relevance with the trend forecasting. So something that's not relevant to it would be reading and photography, yeah.
Great. And lastly, what is your best advice for people trying to become trend forecasters?
It would be to be passionate about it and keep just keep working on it until you achieve your goal. And I think trying to understand it through maybe short courses or through someone who's already doing it, just the way I'm trying to find out and develop myself for the particular skill set, that would be it, I think, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or send it to people who you would think would be interested in listening in. You can learn more about the guests in the show notes or on the Design Find Instagram. The Design Find podcast is under the Entrepreneurs Network.